So a couple days ago, I did the video on this woman whose dog bit her new husband's thumb off when he tried to break up a dog fight. And this 4-year-old dog jumped on their 8-month-old puppy. And when he broke it up, he got his thumb bit off. And my bad, I didn't really say what they should have done. Quite frankly, I thought what they did do was really foolish. Sometimes I get PTSD over some of the emails that we get because I ask myself, where's the common sense? Why do people do things so stupid? In the video, I did not say, here's what they should have done. What they should have done is if you have a young dog and an older dog, you can't assume that those two dogs are gonna get along. Maybe they get along okay when it's a little bitty puppy, but when that other dog starts to grow up and it goes through the hormone changes at 6, 7, 8 months, all of a sudden it's not acting like a little puppy anymore. You got a different deal going on. And in that case, it was an issue with an adult German Shepherd female and like a 7, 8-month-old female puppy. Well, some of the worst dog fights that I've ever seen and had to break up are about female dog fights, one female fighting another. So what you have to do is if you're going to raise two females together, you don't just assume they're going to get along. You keep them separated. And if they're going to be together for a long time, and I don't just mean a couple of weeks, I mean many months, if you're going to put them together, you have to have them both be on leash. And quite frankly, take them on walks together, on leash walks together, where you have total control. And if the older dog or the younger dog starts to adopt an attitude, you need to get on them right then and there and say, that's not acceptable. You're not going to do that. Now, let's talk about when the fight was on. This is what could have saved this guy's other thumb. If you want to break up a dog fight, I have a very good free streaming video on my website about how to break up a dog fight without getting hurt. The important thing here is that you shouldn't jump into a dog fight unless you are 100% sure that you can win this fight. Because if you jump in and you try and grab two dogs by the collar and pull them apart, the odds are you're going to get dog bit. The way to break up a dog fight is to go. If you're strong enough to do this, smaller people, women, young people, they shouldn't probably do it on an adult dog that weighs over 60, 70 pounds. But what you do is you go in and you grab the dog by the back feet and you pull them away from the other dog. And then when they release the grip, and really it should be the aggressor, when it releases the grip, you don't want them to turn and bite you in the legs. So then you start moving them in a circle. So they're going like this, because they don't want to fall on their chin. And you move them in a circle. And as you move them in a circle, you back away and you back them to another room, through a door, whatever. Now here's another thing you can do, a different scenario. You've got a dogfight going on and you're not sure how you're going to handle it if you're alone. With two people, they can go in and each can grab the back legs of one dog, pull it apart till you get one secured, then you deal with the other one. If you're alone, you can take a leash, put it around the belly of one of the dogs, thread it through the handle, cinch it tight, and pull. I call it the pile. The pile is a big dog fight. It's a terrible thing. It's loud, it's vicious, it's crazy, but you do that and you cinch it up around the loin of one of the dogs, and you drag the pile over to a door, put the leash in the door and slam it so the pile is now anchored in one spot. Or you put the leash around the dog, thread it through the handle, drag it over to a tree or something, so you've got the clip on this end, and you wrap it around the tree and clip it, so now the pile is either anchored to a tree, anchored to a door. Then you go over and you take the other dog that doesn't have the leash around it, grab them by the leash, by the back feet, and you drag them around and do the little circle thing until you can get that dog to a place where you feel comfortable, it's settled down, and you can take that dog by the collar or take that dog into another room or put it into a kennel. I can't tell you what to do. But those are the things that that person should have given some thought to. There was a husband and a wife there. The two of them could have broken that dog fight up. One of them could have taken the dog, the young puppy, out probably to another room while the husband held on, and then he can release it. His problem was he did one of the what ifs. If you do that again, you're going to get the what if. And that female, 4-year-old female, jumped up and bit his thumb off. So that's what I should have put in the first video that I didn't, because I got a little bit of flack because I said how foolish they were, blah, blah, blah. And you really didn't tell them what they should have done. Well, that's what they should have done. To begin with, those two dogs shouldn't have been together anyway. If they were together, they should have been on a leash. To let them be loose in the house together, you're asking for problems. There's the old saying, you're okay right up till the point where you're not. And where you're not can be a really ugly position.